Customer satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. My boyfriend told me he wanted to have sex Saturday night at 1:59 a.m. just so he could brag that he lasted an hour and 2 minutes. Oh, boy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Students and teachers will be able to speak freely about sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms, provided it's not part of instruction. That's according to a settlement reached between Florida education officials and civil rights attorneys who had challenged a state law. Governor Ron DeSantis' office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. In a survey published Monday, Pew also found that despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. The survey comes as policymakers and children's advocates are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationships with their phones. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right?
to be...
No, I'm not going to do it. No. World, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas, Charles Grodin.
That was Al Pacino doing his best Joe Biden impersonation at the Academy Awards. That was kind of sad. But look at the audience. They were out there like clapping seals. Throw them some fish. They'll keep cheering. What was clearly a... I mean, it's Best Picture. Some decorum. Didn't even name the 10 nominees. Just open the... Oh, look what's here. It's a surprise party. We are more than pleased right now to welcome our friend Jeff Mallinson from Georgia Floors Direct to the phone. Jeff, how are you today?
I am doing absolutely wonderful on this beautiful, beautiful day in Central
it is.
Alabama.
I was just outside, yeah. And it's started out chilly today, but it is beautiful this afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, that's actually why I wanted to call in, is because this is the time of year that everybody's starting to look at the house. They need to do a little spring cleaning, a little sprucing up, getting some things done around the house before the summer gets here. And Georgia Floors Direct can help you with that. My merry band of floyers can help you. We one thing that we do is we buy in bulk. And when I say bulk, we buy in container loads and truck loads, and that allows us to save a lot of money for our customers. Some of the things we buy, they can get anywhere from 40% to 70% off. We have right now truckloads of luxury vinyl plank in stock. We've got truckloads of carpet stacked to the ceiling, and one thing, we have the room size remnants anywhere from 12 by 12 to 12 by 35, 60, 70, 80-ounce nylon carpet from Shaw that is about 70% off of its regular price. So if you're thinking about doing a flooring project for spring cleaning, you owe it to yourself to go to Georgia Floors Direct. And I really want to thank you, Greg, and your crew there, and Blue Water, Rick Peters, because, you know, we spend a lot of money every year on advertising. And if I had to get rid of every bit of advertising, they say you can only keep one, you would be the one that I kept. Because I'm going to tell you what, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, people hear our commercial and people come in and they say they heard us on Blue Water. And that means a lot. You're part of our family. And I would encourage anybody who has a business, either a large business or a small business, or maybe somebody who knows somebody who owns a business, tell them about Blue Water and tell them about, you know, what a wonderful company it is, and how they just really care for the people that do business with them. Because, again, we couldn't do what we do without you getting our message out there, and we're eternally grateful for it. We really, really are.
That's an incredible compliment, and I do feel part of your family. We've worked together for so many years now, and it never gets old, Jeff. And it's been really exciting to watch the business evolve, and you, now the owner of Georgia Floors Direct. Kudos, buddy. I mean, when I heard that news, it was like having a family member get good news and share the excitement.
Yeah, well, we've been super, super blessed, and again, it's because of you and your staff that we're able to do that. People hear the good news about Georgia Floors Direct and what we do and how we love to help our customers, and they come in and we really do. That's our platform. So we love to love on people through helping them with new floors. That's a big part of their home. So thank you guys. And again, anybody who has a spring cleaning project with flooring going on, come to Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, directly across the street from Lowe's.
And by the way, I have a room that's ready for new carpeting, so we will be in touch on that very soon, my friend.
That sounds great. I look forward to hearing from you, brother.
All right, you take care, Jeff.
right.
Awesome. Anyhow, well, it's great. And what I, above and beyond what Jeff had to say, those of you who listen, you understand a couple of things. One, I spend my money with the people that advertise on this show. All of them. And number two, that that you understand how critical it is, we, you know, to keep our message going and what we do here and the people that work here. Your support of these businesses is really critical to that. And we never forget that for a minute. And let me say thank you, because it's so deeply appreciated. And then, you know, when we talk, let's, Clark's, for example. Last, or year before last, our AC system was sputtering to the summer finish line. Our electric bills were in outrageous territory. The system was old, not keeping up with demand. So we bought, at the same price you would get, a brand new system through Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. It's paying for itself. Not like $5 a month or $10 a month. We're talking minimally $150 to $200 a month. And I'll take that any day of the week. The system we got is quiet, incredibly fuel efficient. I went to Budget Billing when the old unit got up there and the bills were over $500 a month. And our house is not gigantic, but I like to be comfortable. I went to Budget Billing and I started out at $395 a month based on the average bill at the house. Four times now it's been cut. From $395 to $349 to $295, it's now $249 a month. And that has everything to do not only with Clark's selling us the unit we bought, but they come out twice a year to maintain it as well. And they're a phone call away should anything go wrong. Same thing with the plumbers. Best in the business. Any problem, they can troubleshoot from the Buffalo valve to the backyard fence and underneath the house, too. They have the technology to get down there and explore. In fact, it's not a bad idea if you live in an older home to have all of that infrastructure checked out by this technology. For any of those things, 277-2125, a $180 a year membership from Clark's gets you two annual tune-ups to your system and that guarantee of priority service, meaning you buy the word now. When you're a Clark's Club member and you've got a situation, you're not going to hear tomorrow or later in the week. You're going to hear, we are getting ready to send somebody ASAP. That's peace of mind. Can't put a price tag on it. That's Clark's, 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. I'm hoping to hear from, oh, you wouldn't guess. You
Jay
wouldn't.
Quellen.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, too. We're hoping. In about 2 minutes.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callen and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures will be way below normal tonight with a low temperature in the upper 30s with mainly clear skies. Maybe a couple of degrees colder in some of the outlying areas. We'll be watching that. Of course, we're into the growing season. For tomorrow, the temperature recovery begins with mostly sunny skies, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms holding off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And joining us now, live at 516, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
By the way, pretty good job on your Oscar picks that you did the guessing game. Not too
bad. Yeah?
Yeah, but at 5:35, we're going to be visiting with Ellen Murray, who is our movie maven. She was 7 for 7 on her picks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was I?
I believe you did 6 out of 8.
That's not bad for somebody who hasn't seen a movie in 6 years.
Really incredible. I mean, that must be indicative of very sharp feminine intuition. I believe in that.
I mean, I just picked, I mean, there's like 3 movies I'd even heard of. So I was like, we're just going to go with those.
I wore my Oppenheimer fedora today.
Mmm.
And I kind of look good in it. I kind of like it.
Good for you. Maybe it's a new look.
By the way, we did a trivia contest this morning. Those who have listened to the show, I figured, and we got a ton of calls. Who has Robert Oppenheimer's job today?
No idea.
My sister.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild.
Good
for her.
Let me see if I can find this quickly. I will send it to you because I'm not talking through my head here. But she is now the director. She's the first woman, by the way, to hold a position, not only the director of the Lawrence Livermore Lab, but she oversees Los Alamos among 11 other nuclear facilities on the West Coast.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hard to believe we came from the same gene pool, isn't it?
I believe it.
Hang on 1 second here. Here we go. Now, the funny part is this. I had to explain to a friend. My family name was originally spelled Budil. And throughout school and everything, hey, Buddle, Boodle, but it's always been pronounced Budel. So my brother and I, with my father's total and complete blessing, when we started our careers, we changed it to Budell. Kimmy, for whatever reason, decided to keep the original spelling with her married name, which is Stone, and but I'm going to email you this. I want you to take a look because her pedigree is pretty impressive. She may be
absolutely
one of the 3 or 4 smartest people in the entire country, and that's not a brother's exaggeration. All right, I will put sister in the subject line and send that to you.
Thank you. I will take a look.
And we were very, very, I mean, she loved coming to South Florida when she was going through school. And I spoiled her. I really did. Always best time, did crazy things with, you know, limos and the best restaurants. And if she wanted to bring a girlfriend along, I always flew both. And sadly, though, when my drinking got out of control in the 90s, she had to distance herself. Tough luck. Uh-huh. So, but I'm still incredibly proud of what she's accomplished in her life. It's
beyond
impressive. And my sister can blow up your sister. That's always a... I'll never forget, we were in Chicago. We were going downtown. We always used to go downtown and go shopping and have fun. And we were talking, conversation. And I understand and have studied the Manhattan Project and the history behind it. But she said something to me in the car, and she says, I could make a nuclear bomb. She said, all I need is the fissionable material. You know, you give me the U-235, and I can make a bomb. She wasn't kidding. There are people that, you know how to make those things happen. And needless to say, I never mess with her.
I wouldn't mess with her, yeah. Right. I wouldn't mess with Greg's sister.
Yes, absolute, uttermost respect. So, what's happening in your world today?
You know, just the whole working, momming, cleaning, dinner, homework, laundry, dishes. Not in that order, but that's what's on my plate today.
Hey, did you make yourself an appointment with AMS Studios yet?
No, I need to do that tonight. I'm waiting for you. Now, listen, I'm going to be real honest. I'm sure both women that do the massages there are perfect. I just was waiting on a personal recommendation because I need to make an appointment. I need to make one soon because this 40-year-old back is barking.
It's been through a lot, and you're ready. But,
yes, we need a massage this week. I probably need to go to a chiropractor, too, but, you know, one thing at a time.
Well, I think the massage is a great start.
I know. I need it. I need a massage, a facial, and, like, a week's vacation, and then we'll be back.
They have all of those things up there. They have their whole services. I mean, everything from body, you don't need it, body remodeling, but look at me. Look at the changes I'm making.
I mean, I would be all about some body remodeling, but I don't have the patience to sit there long enough for them to do the amount of work necessary to give me that to remodel this mom bod, okay? So we're just going to take a massage.
By the way, because I'm doing that microneedling procedure, they have, Verta told me, they have the state-of-the-art electrolysis system there that is virtually pain-free. So they've advanced that technology. They have it all. It's all state-of-the-art there. Pretty cool.
You know, I see all this technology that we have in all of these cosmetic fields. You know, my mom is in the dermatology field, and we have all these lasers and all these things to do all this stuff. But I don't understand why they can't, in 2024, make the dentist drill silent.
This is something that's plagued me from the beginning. If we could put a silencer on a gun, why can't we do it on a dental drill?
Why do they have to make the dentist so, you know, intimidating? We can make all of these machines painless or pain, you know, limited pain or silent and numbing. But the dentist is like going to a mechanic and just opening your mouth, you know? Like, why are we not focusing our energies on making that silent? That's what I want. Invent that, Greg.
Hey, by the way, this week we normally have Mark Robert at 3:30. And David Blackman, 4 to 5, but both are unavailable on this coming Thursday. So if you got sidekick time, why don't you come and join us?
Possibly. I have a pretty full week, but I'll see what I can do.
I would appreciate it.
I'll always have time for you guys.
Well, I've got things that I have this giant pile of things that I said, this would be a good topic to talk to Jacqueline about. For example, 10 things great men won't make you wonder, like whether or not he respects you, whether or not he thinks you're beautiful. 10 classic breakup myths debunked.
Ooh.
I mean, this is
somebody's screaming at me across the house.
What's the pettiest thing you've ever done after a breakup? I'm sure you can add tons to this list of topics I've set aside for you to discuss.
Yes.
10 steps for making friends with your ex. Come on, Jacqueline. This is...
I got that. We got this.
This is good stuff. We need you in here.
I know. I will get in there. I need to also get in there one morning, too, but it's so early. Okay, Lola, we'll go outside. Lola wants to go out back. Okay, come on. Oh, you guys, she's like the little mayor of the house, you know?
Yes.
You're not going on that trampoline. No, ma'am.
No,
you're
going to
break your arm or something. No trampoline right now.
How are you doing with the time change today, by the way?
I hate it. It's horrible. Why do we do this?
Everybody's saying the same thing, and there's going to be complaining and frankly, bitching about this again, and yet nobody's... seems to be capable of listening and understanding. We want an end to this time change crap. So figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the fact that I'm standing outside right now and it looks like it's, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it. And it has like ruined my weekend. It ruined my Monday. It's just, I don't know why. It's only an hour, but it throws your whole life out of kilter.
It really does. It really does. I had
my kids are feral.
I did everything possible yesterday. I made sure I didn't take a nap so that when last night came, even though my body's saying, why are you going to bed at 8 o'clock? You know, it's too early, even though the clock said 9. So there's this big mental war going on with the time change as well.
Greg.
What?
I started that on Friday. Like, okay, we're going to combat this. Lola Francis, put it down. I started this, you know, Friday. Okay, time change on Saturday. You know, Saturday, went to bed. I was like, all right, time change. We got this. Sunday morning, miserable. Mm. This morning, miserable. It's like a mental thing.
Yeah, it very much is.
I know the pool is green, baby. Daddy got to fix it. Lola wants to know, tell you the pool is green. It's not really green. It's really just blue mixed with a little bit of pollen.
Yeah, the pollen's like been unbelievable.
We probably have a good quarter of an inch of pollen on our grill right now. I mean, it is disgusting. Yeah, that's how I feel too, Lola. But yeah, it's bad. What we do is we let all the pollen go, like get it out of your system. We don't touch the backyard for like 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And then one weekend, we just get the pressure washer out and pressure wash everything, and we're good for the season. You know what I mean? You kind of got to let it do its thing.
Well, I have to go now.
Okay, bye.
Well, no. You just let go so easily. How about a little pain, a little angst, a little emotion?
Oh, no, Greg.
That's better.
Now I have to go do the dishes and the laundry and cook dinner and take baths.
I'm glad. I'm glad that being with me is more fun than all of that stuff.
I mean, it is, to be honest with you. It's a good distractor.
All right, let me know, because we'd love to have you. All righty.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.
By the way, all those topics that we discussed that I would love to discuss with her as part of their family law practice at Delkin Tomlinson. They began as a firm, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, representing exclusively men in matters of divorce, specialists. However, what happens when you do a good job for anybody, whatever their sex might be, word gets around. And soon women were saying, we heard you're great. I would like to have you represent me. Because what you need not only is the legal expertise, but people that understand, because they're family people, both of them, they understand the powerful emotions that go with this, and you need to know if you're going to have to navigate a divorce or some other financial or family law crisis, you need to know the people representing you are in there swinging away on your behalf. The same way you would if you could represent yourself, and that's what you can count on. The entire menu of their services, from adoption to blended families and so forth, is available on their website, which is thealabamafamilylawyers.com, or reach out for a consultation at 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, as we get close to 5:30, another update on traffic news next.
Traffic is very heavy all over the area right now. The interstates are loaded up, I-65 and 85. We've got slow traffic 231 to Wetumpka. Very busy there. Troy Highway, all of the usual spots this time of day. And we still have the report of traffic light malfunctioning. Highway 14 in front of Food Outlet and the Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. All of our other earlier minor accidents have cleared. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. An early Sunday morning crash has claimed the life of a Georgiana man. 36-year-old Thomas J. Thomas was killed when the car he was driving left East Dogwood Trail, struck an embankment, and overturned. Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. A Montgomery man has pleaded guilty to a 2021 fatal shooting. 26-year-old Marquise Laquan Phillips shot into a vehicle and killed 20-year-old Daquan Johnson while robbing him at the Home Inn and Suites on Express Drive in February 2021. Phillips was sentenced to life in prison in exchange for the guilty plea. The Montgomery County Commission has installed 14 little free libraries across Montgomery County. Often referred to as lending libraries, the small weatherproof sharing boxes are take a book, share a book, allowing residents to take a book to read and or leave a book for others. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said get away!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert.
Day. No time for a
get your tickets now.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Those of you who listen to this time of the day know that we have had conversations daily with Ellen Murray, our movie maven, about the Oscars and pictures that were nominated. And I hope you listen because there's some great recommendations in there. But Friday was prediction day. And she was 5 for 5 on the major categories. And I asked her to pick two others that she had a pretty good sense for who might win. And she nailed those two. I'm going to play that from the podcast here in just a couple of minutes when she joins us. And I had a dad joke today, and I completely forgot to play it for Jacqueline. So I am negligent here. Is it this one here? The Mount Everest joke.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
My model of Mount Everest is almost complete.
Are you building it to scale?
No, just to look at.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
So Ms. Murray, the movie maven, will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Right now it is 5:33 and it really is a beautiful afternoon.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures will be way below normal tonight with a low temperature in the upper 30s with mainly clear skies. Maybe a couple of degrees colder in some of the outlying areas. We'll be watching that. Of course, we're into the growing season. For tomorrow, the temperature recovery begins with mostly sunny skies, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms holding off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray, the movie maven, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main in Prattville and AMS-studios.com. Or call 730-1268 And we are proud to be joined right now by our movie maven, Ellen Murray. Good afternoon.
Hello. I heard you've been bragging about my prognostication skills today.
Look, I think it's pretty obvious to everybody that listens that I have no real measurable talent. But the one thing I'm good at is finding people who are smarter than I am in certain things, like Jacqueline in her universe, and now you, who have expertise that can make me sound a lot smarter than I really am. And I just am so impressed, A, with the fact we discussed all of those movies. And I know a few people have, you know, watched some of the stuff that we discussed based on your recommendation. First of all, in the major categories at the Oscars, you were 5 for 5. And even David Blackman said, that's hard to do. But what really impressed me, I gave you the chance on Friday's show to pick a couple of other categories. I'm going to play that off our podcast so people can see that you have the pedigree for there.
The only two that really stood out to me that I had an opinion on, I think for best original screenplay, I really liked Anatomy of a Fall. I think it was really well written. It kept you guessing. It was hard to know exactly what was going to happen next, and that's a real winner in the movie book for me.
You know, looking at that list, I have to agree. And it is, and you know, a couple of movies this year had endings that left us wondering at the end. That was one of them. What other categories would you like to discuss?
Sound.
Okay.
And I would never really have an opinion on sound before this year, but I think The Zone of Interest really made, it wouldn't have been as powerful as the movie without the way that they did the sound with, you know, the happy family in the foreground and the screaming prisoners in the background.
7 for 7. I don't know that Siskel and Ebert ever had a perfect record when it came to Oscar predictions, so that's pretty good.
Thanks.
And I haven't seen Zone of Interest yet. Before the things you've described about that film, I'm going to set aside some time and check that one out. Now, you watched the Oscars last night, and I'd love to know some of the things that caught your attention.
I had a few technical difficulties, so I missed some of the beginning, but I went back and watched it later, and I actually thought, I mean, I'm not a big Jimmy Kimmel fan, but his opening monologue was really quite funny, so I think that he might have some good writers if he didn't write it himself.
You know, he was told, by the way, not to do, to mention the Donald Trump tweet. The directors told him not to do it, but he said, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
And oh, they can't help but wear their hate on their sleeve.
They do, and that's one reason why. Plus, I mean, I remember Jimmy and Adam Carolla when they did the Man Show together, and that was not exactly an exhibition of appreciation of women, at least in any intellectual sense. So
honestly, I think that the Oscars was surprisingly free of politics for the most part. There was a couple of Trump jokes, but for the most part, they were like, we realize that half of our audience is sick of hearing us denigrate them, you know, the basket of deplorables and all that.
So yeah, it actually seems
to rewrite their, you know, a image in the public eye.
Let me ask you, what were some of the better acceptance speeches? I saw part of it, but not all of it. What stood out to you?
There was one really interesting one that I saw in a meme earlier that reminded me that it was good. Who was it? I have it written down here. Cord Jefferson, who adapted the screenplay for American Fiction, he said, you can make a $200 million movie, and that's a risk, but you could also make 20 $10 million movies, and those are also risks, or you could make 50 $4 million movies. And maybe just so you could give more people a chance, because there's a lot of people trying to break into the Hollywood scene. And sure. I guess he'd probably been rejected a bunch of times, and that's why he was so bitter about it. But it was an interesting point.
And you pointed out, too, and it hadn't occurred to me that Sandra, by the way, I guess I have to put the umlaut in my last name, like Sandra Hüller. So my name is
actually, it doesn't change the pronunciation. It's still Hüller, apparently. It's not Hüller, it's Hüller. So
Hüller.
You don't need the umlaut.
Oh, I can go through the rest of my life
down.
Umlaut free. Thank you. your favorite winners. One reason why I was so interested this year was there were movies, especially Oppenheimer, that I really thought not only lived up to the hype, but broke it. And Robert Downey Jr. in particular. So from the minute I saw that movie, I knew he was going to win Best Supporting Actor, and he did. But what about you? Were some of the actors or actresses that had good moments for you last night?
Well, I was really extremely happy for Emma Stone winning Best Actress because she really deserved it, I thought. And her speech was so funny because she was awkward because her dress had had some wardrobe malfunction, but her speech was just really good, and it showed that she's just a human like the rest of us.
And what about cringe? There's always a cringe factor with these award shows, whether it's the Oscars or some of the others. Who made you go, oh, wow, that didn't feel too good?
Honestly, when Ryan Gosling did the Ken song, I know the audience loved it, but it was so awkward for me, and everybody was singing along, and it was just really silly.
The last thing I saw before I shut the show off was one of the Ken songs. I can't even remember which one, but it was like, please.
John Cena came out there naked. He was just holding the envelope in front of his crotch. That was really super awkward.
I don't know that I would be that proud if I could hide everything behind an envelope, but that's...
I mean, he's got a good body, but no, it was the best costume, so they were trying to be funny about
he did,
not wearing any clothes at all.
I have to agree, he does have a good body. And who are the people, like, you know, whenever we tune these things in, sometimes we're surprised that a certain actor or celebrity seems to have suddenly looked older or gained weight or didn't look as good. Who looked good and who didn't look too good to you last night?
Oh, yeah. I think Jodie Foster looks so good. I mean, she must have trained a lot for the swimming movie, but she looks fantastic still. Steven Spielberg doesn't age. He looks exactly the same as he did 20 years ago. And who else? Oh, Michael Keaton looks really good, I thought, for however old he is now.
Michael Keaton's always been a favorite. He is sort of in that category to me, like Gene Hackman or Robert Duvall. We talked about this a bit with David because I was bragging on your 7 for 7 with him. One of those people, when he's in a movie, you know it's going to at least be watchable. And most recently for me,
I think he was the best Batman.
Without question. And you know who would agree with you on that? My daughter, because she was just a kid when Batman came out on video, and she was so into the way he portrayed it that when she was about 3 or 4, she wanted a Batman costume for Halloween and mimicked all of his affectations in the movie. I'm Batman. Except there was one semi-comical, tragical moment. Trick-or-treating as Batman. Batman went up to the front door of a place that had a secret audio surprise scream or something, and Batman came flying back down the driveway at warp speed. And I didn't know, it's one of those things as a dad, you know, whether to laugh or cry, because it startled her. But she got back into Batman mode pretty quick. Kids are adaptable. Let me ask you this. How did the show play out? It seemed to me that, like, they've gotten somewhat better at moving things along. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, well, they started earlier because they knew that people want to get to bed before midnight if you want to watch the whole show. It's, I mean, 2.5, 3 hours, something like that. But it was good. They kept it moving. They kept it funny. And it was interesting and exciting. I love watching the Oscars.
Well, I got to tell you, this was a new thing. And by the way, this is something... I learned about Ellen at Baumhauer's and listening and talking, started checking out some of the movies she was recommending. So we decided to try this. And when you go 7 for 7 on your Oscar picks, you have earned your place on the roster here. So thank you. And we'll look forward to your contributions moving forward.
I never really had the chance to watch all of the Oscar nominated movies before. So it was exciting for me, and I might have to keep up the tradition.
I hope you will. We're kind of counting on that because this show needs all the help it can get, and you've done a phenomenal job for us. So thank you, Ellen Murray, our movie maven, and we'll look forward to our next chat.
Thank you.
All righty, take care.
Bye-bye.
5:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. somebody who is great at what they do, and one of my favorite people, too, is Don Duncan. Don Duncan has three locations to help service your vehicle, keep it on the road, to be there when the check engine light comes on. Who do you turn to? Well, Don Duncan's my guy and has been for, 13, 14 years. And that's over a sequence of four or five different, all the family vehicles, actually. So it's great to have that go-to team, not only to know that they're going to diagnose the problem, fix the problem properly, but a place where you can get wholesale price tires with the cost of installation included. A place that will get you back to your house or back to your office, wherever you need to go to complete your day. Don Duncan will do that for you. I know our audience is not built of the type of people who like to ask for stuff. Seriously, I know you. I've met a lot of you over the years. But that's what they do. They take away your excuses for falling behind on car service by making sure that your day is not interrupted or blown up by looking for rides. They'll take care of that. Just order it up. Three locations to serve you, from high atop the snow-capped peak of Mount Duncan on the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This will be our final traffic at 5:50.
Well, we got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Loaded up on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, 85 northbound. Busy from Perry Hill to Bell Road on out to Taylor. We got a lot of cars on I-65 southbound out of Montgomery. And, of course, the boulevards and all of our feeder roads out of Montgomery, like Highway 231, Highway 331, Troy Highway, all very busy this afternoon, but no major problems anywhere. Buckle up, drive carefully. Just a lot of busy traffic all over the area this afternoon. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
On behalf of Rosie Brock, David Black, Ellen Murray, Jacqueline Tomlinson, I am so lucky to have this crew. I'm Greg Goodell. Coming up next, the Adam Carolla Ramble. Take you to David Ernest and Six. Have a great night, and thanks for touching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Than others. That's always going to be there. And we started off this evening talking about the auto show and about how the crazy competition just led to these crazy, crazy cars. And I know sometimes it goes astray, but for the most part, it's the best system we have. And trying to get the top 1% to pay for the top bottom 55% or to pay in 55%, that's not the angle to choose. The angle's worrying about what the other 50% are doing, not what the top, who's already paying way more than their fair share, is doing. There's something that's come up in this country that didn't used to exist, which is envy. And it's a big issue. And it was understood back in the day, and we are empowering, we're now dealing with the first wave of participation trophy, my own fecal matter doesn't stink, empowered, I feel so good about myself, everybody's a winner, there's no losers. We are dealing with the first wave of those assholes. That's who we're dealing with now, because this has been going on for about 25 years, and we're just starting to get maybe 20 years, mm-hmm. and those kids were 8 or 9 years old. And we're getting the first.
Is that the millennials? I think that's the name for these.
I call them.
That colloquially they're known as the.
I saw that on the news.
Oh, okay.
That's
I stand
name.
Corrected.
Yeah, Brian Williams called.
Right, yeah. Bry-Y?
Hannah Guy. So what we have, I haven't really broken this down, but I'm going to try now. We created a bunch of f***ing self-entitled monsters. Mm-hmm. And this has become the pursuit of my life, where people are so far out of it and what they expect and what they think realistic is and what the set of rules that pertains to them versus the other guys, because that's what the bottom line is. I want my most valuable player trophy. Well, you're the slowest, fattest guy on the team. Why should he get one and I don't get one? Because he busts his ass and he runs a 4.440. That's why he gets one. Well, this is. And then everyone gets involved, and then everyone gives everyone a participation trophy, and then everyone feels good about themselves. But it's not based on anything. You should feel good about yourself because of your accomplishments, not because somebody yelled at you to feel good about yourself and you f***ing fake piece of plastic that was sprayed gold and had your name on a plaque on the bottom of it. And when these folks become adults and enter the workforce, and they've done stories about this, how you can't treat them, you know, the boss can't yell, hey, let's go. Let's get back to work now. And you raised your voice to me. You better watch your tone, buddy. My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue you. I'll take this company. Self-entitled who think the world owes them a living. And now we're getting the first wave of these. And now they grew up. And it's fine if you grow up in this little snow globe of a life where everything is awesome and everyone gets a participation trophy and there's
snowing.
No losers. Well, when you get shaken up. And everything's awesome. But then you get out into the real world and you realize, I'm a loser. You're not doing that well. You're not making that much money. There's no more participation trophies. This is the LA Auto Show. You don't get to sit around and go, hey, here's my piece of I worked on. Everyone, why aren't you guys buying it? And then, instead of finding a mirror and finding the reason why no one's buying your car, you just want to run around and yell at everyone else who's selling cars. And now you want to take and throw it at the cars because you want to their cars up. Because that's what's going on. It's like, instead of looking in the mirror and go, why the f*** am I not doing better? You just find some guy's got more than you and go, hey, man, what do you need all that for? It's the same version of, hey, man, what do you need an MVP trophy for? Because it busts my ass. That's why. Or maybe I'm just genetically better than you. Either way, buddy, I got the trophy. So shut the f*** up and get the f*** back to work, or better yet, on the bench where you belong. This is what's going on. So they're feeling shame. They've been shamed by life because they haven't been prepared for life. They've been told, they've been had so much smoke blown up their collective by the time they get out in the real world and they realize the real world doesn't give a where you're from or what your mommy said you were or how pretty you are or what you do. They don't give a what anyone, and all those lies that were told you to your parents about how special you are and how no one was created like you and all this advertised with Nike and all this, like, it's just one you and you take it all and it's your world and all that Reebok doesn't mean when you get to the real world and you're just looked at as peon number 27 who's putting in an application, and guess what? I don't like your attitude. Feet off my desk and hit the bricks. I'm not hiring you. Then now your plan is to come back and throw a brick at my window. That's your plan. This is what's going on. It's this envy and shame, and there's going to be a lot more of it. Because it used to be, back in the day, father would be walking his son down the sidewalk, and you'd see a guy go by in a Rolls Royce, and the father would say, there goes Mr. Jenkins. Look up to him. That guy works hard. That guy built a company. That guy built an empire. Now look at him. He's got his Rolls Royce. He's driving up the hill. But what do we do now? Now it's like, oh, look at him. Does he need that car? Yeah. Why does he need that car? I'm driving a f***ing Chevette. Why does he get to drive that f***ing car? You know, let's go throw a rock at it. That ain't going to help you get out of the Chevette.
That's right.
To work. And by the way, parents, society, we are creating a group of self-entitled monsters.
Well,
knock it off.
Right. And I'm wondering, all the parents that created this culture of are they the ones who are feeling like, well, I was never told I was special enough? Like, are they overcompensating for their childhood? Because now there's been like sort of a few generations that are aware of Dr. Spock and aware that kids have special emotional needs and et cetera.
We have these weird swings in raising kids, and they're not very good. I mean, I grew up in the sort of 70s, just free to be me, you and me. Hey, man, if he doesn't want to learn to read, he doesn't have to learn to read. Yeah, just run wild, you know, free range, do your own thing, man. You know, that whole hippie, do your own thing, never panned out.
Mm-mm.
And the super self-esteem building and just all this where we have to knock down a Christmas celebration, call it a holiday celebration so we don't offend the one kid whose parents are litigious or whatever. We f***ed our society up royally. We've basically taken that one kid and empowered him, and we've got to stop because that's what all this is. It used to be that you looked, I'm not saying you took random rich guys and worshipped at their altar, but you took guys who built something and you said, there's a guy who's accomplished something, not, well, why isn't he paying his fair share? I mean, when did that ever come about?
Oh!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.